I did show up, but they've got a serious, it's my intensive care unit that needs an interpreter.
I did too.
Yeah, and it's really serious.
Okay, it's 5:02, and proper day for the Planning and Zoning Commission, and we have a quorum present in the room. And it's October the 24th. The first thing I'm going to do is that the Planning and Zoning Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included in the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. Would there be any public comment by anybody? I'm seeing no one that, yes, sir, if you'll come up here and identify yourself and your address.
Yeah, my name is Curtis Soto. I'm at 9309 Bryce Drive, so almost immediately adjacent to the area by Woodway Elementary. And so just concerned about the parking lot structure of that space and how it'll impact Bryce and Harvey. And so right now it's a nice calm street. And so not opposed to it's commercial land. I understand that. That's how it's going to be zoned. But if the access onto Bryce and Harvey can be limited so that it doesn't encourage a lot of pass-through traffic. Previously, when the Fuego was put in, a lot of cars would speed down there and cut through. And so if there's already a natural driveway connecting to Harvey and Bryce, I could expect similar traffic patterns of cars speeding through there and cutting through the business park. And so just want to make that concern known, having seen that in the past. Also concerned about its adjacent, being adjacent to the elementary school. A lot of kids use that area for exercise during PE and when they do their outdoor activity. And there only being a row of bushes, I would be concerned about, you know, kids being able to dash into the business park. And so if there's consideration of a substantive fence, I'd like to have that considered. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments. Does no one else cares to comment? Seeing no other persons that want to comment, I'll move on to the next item. We have need to consider action on the minutes of the September 12, 2023 meeting. You all studied those earlier and would like to consider approving those.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes on the September 12, 2023 regular meeting.
I'll second.
There's a motion to second. Any discussion about those minutes? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes are approved. So item number four is to have a public hearing. It's pretty quick on my clock basis here, but it's 5:05 p.m. Woodway time, and I'll recess the Planning and Zoning Commission for a moment or two, and we'll have a public hearing. Public hearing on an application to develop and site development in a planned district office complex, Lot 20, Block 1, of the Woodway Elementary School addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9108 Jordan Lane. Is anybody in the public care to talk about that item?
Hi, Randy Robinson. I reside at 1467 Harris Creek Road in McGregor. I'm the GC for the project. Randy Reed is here as well. He's the developer, one of the developers for it. As you can see, it's a six-building office complex or commercial complex. And so I guess we're here if you have any questions about it. Everything was probably explained on the plans, and didn't know if y'all had any questions about that in particular.
I don't see any questions to be asked. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else care to speak? Okay, I see no other folks that want to speak with regard to this public hearing matter. And so now quickly, it's 5:07 p.m. and I'll recess and conclude the public hearing and reopen the Planning and Commission meeting. So we have an item 4B. Discussion and consider action on a report recommendation of the City Council regarding an application to develop in a planned district office complex, Lot 20, Block 1 of the Woodway Elementary School addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9108 Jordan Lane. Would the city like to talk about that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. Yes. So we're looking at the office complex. You just explained it on Jordan Lane. This is its location. You'll notice it's location 84 Estates. I think everybody knows, pretty familiar with this, where this location is. Next to the school, behind the Dutch Brothers, an empty lot, and a brown house to the, I guess at this picture, be the west. So what they bring to you today is what we say the application to develop and site development. Application to develop, it is zoned properly. It is planned commercial, so it's zoned for this use. And they have brought the site development to you for your acceptance. As he said, I believe it's mostly office complex, and I believe there is one drive-through, which could be a potential restaurant. And I think we... calculating the parking spots, it was calculated for that use based on square footage. So, but the majority of it is office complex. I guess, does anybody have any questions after looking at your packet? What any questions is about this development? And we, as he said, the GC and the developer are here for in-depth questions if you have anything that I can't answer.
I guess you have a description of what you plan to build.
Yes. Yeah, if you'd like to, I can just pull them up here. They can give you a description. Yeah, I'm not used to this paperless stuff yet. So
either way.
Yeah, the application, it's asked for what you're asked for on the application. When you fill out the application, it's given a description. They should have it all on their if they have any questions, that's fine. I think he was asking for what it was,
total square feet or something.
No, he was looking for,
I don't think he had this part that we had. Yeah, that part.
Oh, okay.
We've got it here though.
Yeah, they should have everything in the packet.
Well, if you don't have everything, just hang on.
So you're going to be the general contractor, we know that.
Yes.
Once it's completed, who's going to do the leasing? I mean, who's Mr. Reed?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You're the owner, obviously.
Right, but I own a commercial real estate company.
That's correct.
Reed.
So you're going to lease it out.
Yes.
Is it going to be a short-term or long-term lease?
This first building?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, it's already okay. So we're building building number one immediately.
Right.
It's already leased. It's
right.
Long term.
Okay.
And then
mostly office.
First building's restaurant.
Oh. Okay.
Followed by most likely all office, medical office, professional office.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it'll be. It'll be developed as the market dictates. So we've got some ideas, and we're chasing leads, just like any other real estate broker would, but or developer. But this one's ready to go once we get approval.
It's already pre-leased.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is long-term lease.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. One thing I will mention, the uses he described, you know, when we talk about parking, a lot of those uses would fall under the same requirement, 1 to 300. So most of all those uses, the parking is a big concern, we know. And so, but those uses are all in, falling the same. The restaurant is 1 to 200, so every 200 square foot of space requires one parking spot. But the business use, the medical use, all those offices fall under the same use. So it wouldn't matter who came in, the parking would be adequate for all those uses.
Okay.
Yeah, if that makes sense.
So there's a difference between office and restaurant as far as parking requirements.
Yes, and that's the really one of the few differences, right, is the for a restaurant, you want one spot for every 200 square foot of lease, you know, inside space. And for office, medical office or professional office, it's 1 to 300. Because in those situations, right, you're count, there's going to be a lot less people per square foot as far as usage goes.
Will it be a drive-through restaurant?
I think it's proposed to drive through on the drawings. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's actually not. It's not fast food. It's a sit-down restaurant.
Okay, not a fast food.
It's really a pickup window. It's not.
Oh, I got you.
I don't think we're going to have a big long line. I'd say QSR.
Right.
It wouldn't be any of that.
Won't be like McDonald's or something.
That kind of. There's not even a menu board. It's going to be phoned in and pickup.
Oh, I got you. Take out.
Or dine-in.
Yes.
Or dine-in. So do you anticipate that being a local restaurant, not a chain, not a franchise?
Speak up here because they're going to ask me why the recording didn't pick up. I talk loud. I see. I can stand anywhere.
Local. It's a local restaurant.
Any other questions?
I guess all the landscaping is going to be adequate.
Yeah,
it's all in there.
Yep. Thank you again.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, landscaping, it'll be the same as normal. Landscaping between a residential use and a commercial use, the rules are the same. So you'll see all the proper landscaping. We'll see, if you notice on these plans, They do call out that they will follow the rules, just like, and that's usually pretty common if they don't have very detailed. But what that means is when they get ready to do the landscaping, they'll follow the rules. Because a lot of times the issue we see with the plants is they'll call out a plant, but they can't actually get it in this zone. And so it makes things confusing. But, you know, when we go out there to inspect it, it follows the plan. And it's pretty clear in the ordinance.
So you think the property line will be fenced, or will it be used as a screen as far as the landscaping?
The requirement's going to be for a screen, not for a fence, okay, because it abuts a residential property. That's not a street. If that was a street, the rules are different,
yes.
50%. But I haven't – so I can probably look on here real quick and tell you. Yes, sir.
I think in those –
I was trying to figure out what side that was. I can definitely let you know. I hate to speak out of turn if I didn't see it on here.
Be nice to the fence.
Right. Well, either way. Either way, in whatever you decide to do, you can make that suggestion. If it's already required, it's on there, then you're fine. If not, it'd be something that you would ask for. Does that make sense?
Okay.
If it's a requirement, then we would just say, yes, the requirement's there, and you're fine. But if not, then it would be something you would add moving forward to council, if that makes sense.
A lot in the past has been screened because of, obviously, the cost of the fence. But a lot of times in screen, then you deal with the situation, well, who's going to water it and who's going to keep it up and not let it die?
Oh, it's all the burden of the commercial property.
Right.
Yeah, so the fencing and the bushes, it's all the responsibility of the commercial property. It's not on the burden. Like, if you built a house next to commercial property, you don't have to screen and landscape.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Okay. That's
fence and screen. There you go.
We'll solve that.
Fence and this question.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay.
Okay, well, we're looking at this application to develop and plan district, as I read. So would there be a motion to consider?
I'll make a motion that we recommend to the city council regarding an application to develop and plan district office complex, lot 20, block 1, Woodway Elementary School Edition, to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9108 Jordan Lane.
Seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That recommendation is approved. And so we go to item C, discussion and consider action on a report recommendation to the city council regarding site development plan in a planned district office complex, lot 20, block 1, Woodway Elementary School Addition, to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 9108 Jordan Lane. To some degree, this is a formality, isn't it, John, that we're going through?
Yes, two separate processes. They can go together. So, right, we're talking app to develop, it's zoned properly, site development. Yes, two separate items. So you'd be going towards to see this on this.
Assuming all that you've heard and seen so far, would you like to consider a recommendation report to the city council on the site development plan?
I'll make a motion that we do recommend to city council regarding the site development plan and the plan district office complex, lot 20, block 1, Woodway Elementary School Addition, to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located 9108 Jordan.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So that recommendation is approved. So we go to item 5, another public hearing. And I think it's 5:19 p.m. Woodway time, and I'll suspend the Planning and Zoning Commissioner again, and open a public hearing on a request for change in zoning classification from PC Planned Commercial to R1 Single Family Residential for Lot 16, Block B, Woodway Center North, Part 2, addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located 7200 Old McGregor Road. I'll open a public hearing for that. If there's anyone here that would care to speak to that matter or about that matter, if so, if you'd come to the podium, sir, and identify yourself and your address.
I'm Hemant Patel. I'm the owner of the property. And if you have any question about that, you can ask me.
Can you tell us what you're doing, what your intent is?
Right now, it's a hotel business, and we are extending 30 more rooms on it, and next to it we're gonna build a little house for the family. Right now it's a 45 rooms, and we're gonna extend 30 more rooms to 75 hotel on it.
As a part of the hotel property?
Yeah, it's a part of the hotel right now.
Then the adjacent property, you want to turn that to a single family residence?
We have next to the our property has a land. That's also is our land, and so we just wanted to add some 30 rooms on it. And the rest of the remaining lands, we're going to build a little bit smaller house for our family.
So would you, John, are they talking about subdividing that piece of property, replatting it?
They've already, it's already been subdivided.
Yes.
Okay.
If you see the configuration on the screen, that's what it's been subdivided to.
Okay.
So the
part outlined in green is now been subdivided and is intended to be replatted or rezoned as single family residence?
Yes, sir. The platting process, it was already platted in half, but they moved the line just a little bit again. And yeah, that's the intent. And you can see the location there where it's at. But.
Okay. Does anybody have a question that they'd like to ask?
So how big of the square footage is your house that you're going to build, approximately?
Approximately around 3,000 to 4,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. Now, will this be directly connected to the hotel?
No,
or it will be a little bit away from it, and then you walk to the hotel?
It's away from the hotel. Between the hotel and the house, there's a parking lot.
Oh, okay.
I see. So it's not connected to the hotel.
Right. I got you.
But the 30 rooms you're speaking of are separate from this property we're talking about?
Yes. It's totally separate from the house, yeah.
So will the house face that street?
Right now, I'm not sure. It's not. Probably it's not going to face on the street.
So I'm just talking off the top of my head on questions, but it...
I can show you the...
Is that abnormal for us to have a house that doesn't face a street?
He'll just have to submit plans. This is just for the zoning of it, and then I'll have to submit plans to the city.
It's a subsequent decision.
Yeah, and that's just through city staff.
Yeah.
But this side of it, I think the challenge I see is that we're in a huge strip of commercial, and we're taking away commercial property and what that commercial property brings to the tax rolls, to the potential sales tax revenue. And everything on this strip is zoned commercial. We already have limited commercial, and this would require us to change the future land use plan and amend it for single family here. So I think this would be quite standout-ish in relation to that whole strip. The other side of it that I do see is that, as John had mentioned earlier, the burden for that screening in the city of Woodway is on the commercial property. So while the single family can build there, then either owner on either side, any future development they will do will have to meet the new screening requirements of being next to single family residential. So I think it's a little more complex than just putting a house on a lot here.
Wouldn't there also have to be ingress egress to the street? Because if the commercial property sold and it ever separated, I mean, they're landlocked absent the easement through the parking lot of the hotel.
Yeah, John, what does that look like?
If you,
because there's
Mr.
access.
Mr. Cole, would you like to close the public hearing?
Yeah, I think so. We've diverged off of.
So I can gladly try to explain everything.
So we've got to get some of our questions while the property owner is here. So if yes. There's no other question or no other comment by you,
okay.
I'll end the public hearing at 5:24 p.m. and resume the Planning and Zoning Commission so that we
do
can.
Do you have another comment?
No.
Okay.
So we can continue with.
You can reserve the right to ask him more questions.
Yes, sir. Yeah, if you don't mind hanging around, we might have one.
Thank
you. I'd let you guys further discuss that and ladies talk about things. Y'all brought up some things that were flooding in my mind also, that what does the future hold 10 years from now or 20 years from now when you no longer own the property and you've sold it to Ramada Inn and somebody else is trying to look at it. There's an odd house with an odd configuration. I didn't go the pathway you're going, which I understand the commercial value pathway, but just the oddity for the future, what would the house be worth or how would the house sell or how it would fit in the future? I don't know, those thoughts just went through my mind.
So I guess my question is, this may be a dumb question, but you can't build residential building, but you can't build a structure and live in it if it's on commercial property. You have to be.
He cannot build a house on that property. There's some rules for innkeeper kind of rules, but that does not apply to a separate living structure. You're right. You cannot. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, you couldn't just keep it commercial and build a house there.
All right, I'm curious because I think, and I may be wrong, but I think the hotel that's across from Flying J on I-35 and Nero, I think, if I'm not correct, they have they have live-in quarters for the owner.
They may. There are certain cases where yes, you can live in the actual hotel. Okay. I'm not sure about all the details. Like, and I mean, a lot of those.
It's kind of built. It's I think it's built to the hotel.
It would have to be attached to the hotel. In our situation, yes.
But it's just like a house, you know. I mean,
yes.
It's the same structure, but it's still.
Oh, you know, I got you. Like and I think we would allow the same thing, but it would have to be attached to the hotel. Does that make sense? It couldn't be separated from the hotel.
So I'm wondering if y'all haven't thought about that. Maybe just extend the hotel. It's already zoned commercial. Just extend the hotel and make it as a kind of like a big suite, you know? Maybe 3,000 square foot suite and just live in that rather than build a separate structure like a house or something. I don't know what the cost difference would be. But, I mean, you know, I would think that would be. Because I'm kind of curious too. I mean, you know, that house is going to be just as good as whoever owns that hotel and lives and runs that hotel. Or whether owner, it's only going to be good for the owner of that piece of that hotel. Once, if that hotel ever sells and nobody, and it's a big corporation and nobody wants to live in it, nobody's going to buy that house. It'd be hard to even give it away.
Yeah, but what about if we don't want to?
Go ahead.
If we don't want to sell that hotel and live there?
Well, that's true. I mean, you may have that hotel for 200 years, who knows? Yeah. But then again, you may not.
I think we have to look at it regardless of who the ownership. If it's one owner that owns both those lots or two separate owners, I think we just have to look at it from a city perspective rather than the perspective of who happens to own it at this time and what is them selling it look like. I think it's more of a zoning question,
right?
And a land use plan question.
And to answer Brent's question, there is an egress easement on this plat that continues to Old McGregor that's existing. You know, there's a driveway that cuts through there from the hotel. They have access to Woodway Drive and Old McGregor, but there's still an egress easement that runs through the property.
Just looking at it, when you're mentioning adding another 30 units onto the hotel, I can't tell much about the scale of how big it currently is. And I'm just thinking, would that residential area be too large? In other words, would there need to be more commercial area to add additional parking for the hotel? Because I know what it's like if you try to go from residential to commercial. I mean, that's, you know, a whole different ballpark in many ways from the other way around. So I just don't know about how.
Yeah, I think they did some preliminary submissions to our front office, I think, and some of that math was looked at, and it looked like there's enough room for them to do the addition if it's what they proposed. But either way, like I said, if they want to add 30 rooms, they will be required to accommodate that parking. But I think there was quite a bit of extra parking already on this lot at the time, but that would all be considered as far as them getting approved. Yes, sir.
I have the plan if they want to see.
Simply looking at his plan, it looks like there's enough room the way he's got it laid out on the plat. Just looking at his plan, it looks like there's enough, plenty of room, because I know there's still parking.
Yeah.
But that's also going to be something, because this property has never been through after develop. That would also come to y'all prior to it getting accepted for anything, because it's never been through the process.
So that lot then would just be, landscaped and maybe just a regular driveway. It wouldn't be like a big parking lot in the backyard or anything like that.
For the house?
Yeah, for the house.
Well, I mean, it would be just a residential property, so they could, if they wanted to put flat work in, they could. But I know his plan, which is by no means an official submission to us, but
right.
It does not show anything.
Okay.
It's two separate properties. But there is, you know, there will still be an egress easement running through the west side of that property, because it's already there. The entrance is there now,
right.
Is the egress easement for those two properties. Any other questions for me?
I guess not.
I'll let you ponder. I'll be over here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ponder is a good word.
Yeah.
The last thing that's flowing through my mind is there was a great deal of time and effort with the use of land and the studies of that, and I think we've had one under study in the past year of people are planning out this space will be commercial, this space will be planned commercial, this space will be residential, and that space was listed as commercial or now planned commercial perhaps. And so now to change the nature of that by allowing a single-family residence to be built there really kind of goes against what the original plan was.
This property already, it actually backs up to the city of Waco. Old McGregor is the dividing line for City of Woodway, City of Waco.
That's us across the street there.
Yeah, across the street. But everything in this strip here, on our packet, the last slide for the future land use plan, everything is either zoned planned commercial or planned local retail. Everything in this strip.
Well, it'd be like, I mean, if someone's going to build it and live there generation after generation after generation to run a hotel that's still going to be followed generation after generation, then I think that would probably be fine. But then we don't really know.
We don't know that. That's the
and the fact is it's going to be very odd to have a house in the middle of all that.
I think if we look at statistics, I don't obviously have numbers, but if we looked at the amount of commercial lots in relation to the amount of single-family lots we have in the city of Woodway, the single-family lots would vastly outweigh the commercial lots. And so I don't think we want to take away from what already exists, even if it's not being used at this time. In the future, it has potential.
Yeah, I don't see that as a taking from the property owner because it's already zoned commercial. Mm-hmm. So you're not taking something away. It's what he already has.
Right.
And
I think more of what I'm trying to say is we're taking
away
with
what you're saying.
Commercial land from the marketplace.
Yeah, and I'm kind of going towards your comment. Why couldn't he just connect it to the not change the zoning, connect it to the property and just build a house there and get underneath some existing ordinance where it's just a piece of commercial property that's a part of the motel property.
Right.
What do y'all think down here?
I do really strongly agree with this when we look at the having the limited amount of commercial space that we have, and to take away from it, even though it's not currently used as anything, potentially could be at some point in the future. And our plans are long range plans, the next 5 years, but longer than that. Also keep thinking about if we ever did try to change it back from residential to commercial, what would that look like too? So, if we do this, it would probably be hard to undo it.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying.
Yes. It'd be grandfathered once somebody right. lives there.
That's great.
Any other thoughts or questions? I think I'm on item 5B. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm going to call for a motion to discuss this request regarding amending the future land use permit. Would there be a motion to take some action on that?
I make a motion that we decline the amending the future land use plan.
Okay, would there be a second for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, I think the request is to amend the future land plan has been declined, which means I don't need to go to item C.
There are two separate items. I would still...
You go ahead and...
Yes, sir.
Discussion and consider action and recommendation of City Council regarding request to change the zoning classification from planned commercial to R1 single family residential for lot 16 block B, Woodway Center North, part 2 addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Old McGregor Road.
I make a recommendation that we decline the request to change the zoning classification from planned commercial to R1 single family residential, lot 16 block B, Woodway Center North, part 2 addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Old McGregor Road.
Second that.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So that request has been declined. So item 6 is staff updates.
First off, I'll apologize. I'm going back to paper notes because none of my notes came through on the iPad. So next time we'll be back on paper notes. But I would like to defer to the city manager. I think he has some stuff for you.
Thank you, John. Chair and commission, I want to introduce Adam Nihilet. Adam is our new assistant city manager. After an extensive application process and over 40 applicants, Adam comes to us with a little law enforcement background, managing in HICO and Seminole previously, and graduate of TCU with a Master's of Public Administration and Master's of Business Administration, and also a graduate of the Certified Public Managers course, which is kind of a graduate level study like you've gone through, Rodney Crowell, recently, and also a graduate of some studies at Harvard University. So we're very lucky and fortunate to have Adam here with us. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to give everybody a hello, and so you can put a face with a name. I've met some of you individually or in passing briefly, but I'm looking forward to working alongside everybody here and just happy to be part of the team. And I really love everything that I've seen out here so far. So,
where did you move from?
From Fort Worth, sir.
Fort Worth?
Where the West begins.
Where the West begins. Gotcha.
Woodway's where the best begins.
Oh, there you go. That may be a new slogan.
I would make this more polite. I would say that Woodway is where McLennan County folks like to live.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm happy to be here, and again, happy to be part of the team. If there's anything I can do for any of you, just come see me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Now we're at the staff updates. The most important motion of all.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Yes,
sir.
You on your iPhone looking at that? I couldn't get anything to open. I got to look at the first page, and I looked at some of it earlier.
But you can do that. You can go on your iPhone and see
it. I couldn't get. I don't know if it's because I was in here or if it was. I looked at it on my computer. I just forwarded an email to my office.